This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
In this episode, I'm talking to Jeffrey Allen, a dear friend who is an energy healer and a teacher and just an all-around fabulous human being. We're talking about why sometimes you might feel a little bit flat in your business and how you can inject your business with more fun. Also, we talk about the importance of the timing of your action items. We also talk about how to tap into your intuition and some exercises that you can apply to become more intuitive. We also discuss where crazy big ideas come from and why sometimes being illogical can be good for your business. Hi, Anne. Welcome back to Pick of the Bunch. We've got one of my dear friends, Jeffrey Allen, on the other side of the phone. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi, great to see you.
Well, phone is a little bit exaggerated. I was actually just laughing as I was looking when we started to Skype. This is so you. When I see your profile, it says, breathe, stretch, smile, Skype.
Yeah, it's a little reminder.
It's a reminder. I love it. Now, Jeffrey, today what we have done in the past few weeks, because it's the beginning of the year, is setting goals and mapping out what we're going to do with our businesses in 2017. And one concept that you brought to mind, which is something that we often completely forget, is the timing of those plans. So can you maybe share a little bit about that? And even, you know, you told me that it's actually also important when we do something.
Yeah, sure. You bet. So yeah, timing is, it's really fun because I tend to look at things both from the kind of logical perspective where we're, you know, we're planning with our mind, doing the things that make sense. But I also like to look at the energy perspective or the intuitive perspective, because what I've found is that if I just plan things with my mind, even if I get the steps right, even if I figure out like, okay, first I need to do step A and then step B and step C, even if I get all that lined up perfectly, if the timing is off, then things don't work out so well. You know, so I might be putting in a lot of effort to get my project done, or I might get the project done and, you know, nobody really shows up for the project like I intended. So it's having that timing off seems to be probably the most important thing, sometimes even more important than what I do, is like when I do it. And the way that I do that is, if you look at how energy works behind things, by the time you're getting an idea, so, you know, you've been planning your 2017, right? So you've been getting ready for your business and what you want to do. Those ideas that you're getting that are coming into you are coming from somewhere, right? So they're not just manufactured by your mind. It's actually something that you know, your consciousness wants to create, you know, here in your experience. And with that comes a natural timing. So when the other people are going to be ready, when the environment's going to be ready, even when you're going to be ready. Mm-hmm. And if it's something big that you're planning to do, then it's very likely that you've given yourself a little time to adjust and kind of adapt and maybe even change the way you look at the world or your business so that you can, you know, kind of move into this new thing. And it's really fun because especially when I'm working with people who are ambitious, you know, like they want to change the world, make a big impact and want to grow really fast. Like we tend to always have these projects that are, you know, involved a lot of change for ourselves and for other people. And those projects in particular tend to be a little bit further out. They tend to be, you know, 6 months away or, you know, a year away, even though, of course, we want to do them right away because they sound, you know, they sound so fun.
Yeah, that makes sense. How, let's actually talk a little bit, maybe, because you are obviously quite well known in the space of using energy and intuition. And this is something that I see a lot when working with business owners and small businesses, is that often we base most of the decisions on logic rather than intuition. Something that I have certainly learned over the last few years is how to tap more into my intuition. And I always say now that my best decisions are usually the ones that are a little bit illogical, but totally based on my gut feel. Can you talk a little bit about that, about, you know, making decisions based on logic, on based on intuition, and even how do you tap into intuition? And then I will come back. I have a few more questions about the timing.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, that's totally right. I like to say that, you know, I have to make a decision before I think about anything. you know, it sounds backwards, but the reason I say that is that, you know, usually we know what the right answer is for us. It's just something that, you know, resonates with us. We hear something that we agree with, we hear something that's a good idea, and we just know. You don't really have to think about it like, do I think that's a good idea? You know, like if you're thinking about food, you don't sit down, eat something, and then go, I'm not sure. Do I like pizza? I wonder if that makes sense, right? You just eat the pizza and you know if you like it. And the same thing happens for your ideas and your projects and so on. And the mind's job is actually really fun. So the way I see the mind is that your mind's job is to fill in the blanks. So if you feel like you don't have enough information, your mind's job is to basically just write a story and just connect the dots where there weren't any connections before and essentially just make something up. And I don't say that to mean that the mind's not useful, because making stuff up is fantastic. That's, you know, that's called creativity and innovation. And that's where a lot of fun stuff happens. But you have to keep in mind that if it's coming from your mind, you probably are just making it up. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe repeating something that you've, good ideas you've heard before, which is kind of coming from your memory. And when you're working from your intuition, it's very different. Intuition is, it's just that kind of aha moment of like, I don't know where this came from, but I think I want to do it like this. And you'll notice, you know, because you work in with a nice group of people, that when you're working with your group, that'll happen more often sometimes. It's kind of like you can see the little light bouncing around the room. Like one person has a little spark of intuition and puts an idea out, and then another person kind of gets another spark and puts that idea out. And that creative process that's happening there is mostly intuition. It's not really the mind. The mind's job is to kind of capture all that creativity and then fill it into a structure, you know, so that you can actually execute on it. Mm-hmm. You know, so come up with the steps. Like, now that you have all these great ideas, how do you apply them in a way that, you know, you can make a living and have fun and help people and all those things?
Yeah. And, you know, do you think, because something that I see, not just in business owners, but even in some of my team members, is overthinking. And of course, overthinking comes a little bit sometimes with a lack of confidence. Do you think that's almost like the, you know, the enemy of intuition when you start overthinking?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, it's funny because even though I teach intuition, I'm a chronic overthinker.
How interesting.
So it's, you know, my brain is really fast. Like most people that are, you know, running their own business, you know, your brain moves very fast. And so it's easy for me to make up a lot of stories and think about things a lot. And I have to kind of catch myself and step back. When that starts happening, if I'm enjoying it, then great. I just call it creativity and I have fun with it. But I have to remember, especially if I'm making a decision, that okay, my brain, no matter how much fun I'm having, it can just as easily make a crazy story that's not going to, you know, be fruitful in my business. It's just as easy to do that as it is to make a story that is going to, you know, bear fruit and help people and so on. It's really, you know, I really rely on the intuition for the decision part. You know, the brain is just the fun part, right? That's mm-hmm. the part where you're getting stuff done and enjoying yourself.
And how does someone know? I'm sure some listeners, you know, are some of our audience are super logical and base everything on logic and reason. How does someone know if they are making a decision based on intuition or on logic?
Okay, yeah. So there's a couple ways. There's like one way that I've used in the past is that if I have an idea that I think might be a little bit crazy, then that probably didn't come from my mind, right? Like my big ideas are always like that. Like I've made some crazy changes in my life. I went from having a full-time job as a software engineer to just kind of dropping that and picking up as an energy healer and counselor. And I did that just because I knew it was the right thing to do, even though my brain was telling me, you are completely insane.
Like, and probably some of your family members would have been the opposite of your intuition.
I'm sure everybody thought that, you know, and even I thought it. I thought, okay, this is nuts. This is totally nuts. I have like a secure job. I don't work that hard. I'm making a bunch of money and I'm going to just give it away because I feel like doing something else, you know? And so when you have that feeling, that, you know, maybe you're doing something a little bit crazy, that's probably your intuition. Because your brain tends to make things that everybody nods their head and says, yes, that's very logical and that's a good idea and we should all do that. Yeah. Right? You know, all that boring stuff comes from your brain. Mm-hmm. And so if you're used to that, what I would say is you want to look at, you know, are you having fun in your business? Right? If your business isn't fun anymore, you're probably just using your brain.
I love that.
You know, even if you're really successful, like you can use your brain and be super successful. The brain's a great tool, but it's not going to be very fun because you're not engaging your creativity. You're not creating something new. You're not creating beyond what your brain knows, which is where, you know, where we get the joy.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool. I love that. And, you know, I was just going to say earlier, a lot of my decisions sound a little bit like yours, where you just drop the mic and leave your software gig. And it's so funny. And then you say it's about, you know, think about, are you having fun? Because again, I see, of course, a lot of businesses where it feels a little flat and I could never really point the finger on why that is. You know, is it maybe because they just need to make changes? Of course they do, but it could potentially be because everything is so logical, because everything is from built from the mind rather than doing a few things that are more intuitive to bring maybe the fun back into it. And I even know for myself, I'm one of these people that loves coming up with crazy stuff and using my intuitive brain. But when I don't, when it's being shut down or when I'm shutting it down, it feels flat. It feels different. And it's like, okay, I need to shake something up or this is going to get boring. So this is really, this is really cool. Now, I do know that some people certainly struggle with tapping into intuition. I used to, because growing up as a Swiss, it's, you know, everything seems very logical. Swiss people are super calculated and logical. Mm-hmm. Do you have any exercises for people that they could do to be more intuitive?
Sure. Yeah. So there's so many. I would say that I'm just kind of tuning in right now to see with the audience, like, what's going to be the easiest way to tune in. And so, yeah, what I'd suggest is let's just try a little exercise, because the reason that people are a little shy about intuition, one is that, you know, we basically live in a culture these days that says the brain is king. You know, the smartest, fastest brains are going to make the most money and you're going to win. But like we just talked about, even if that were true, and it's not completely true, but even if it were true, it doesn't mean you're going to have fun. Right? Yeah. And so if you have a super successful bank account and you're miserable, you know, then, you know, probably could have had a little more fun along the way.
Exactly.
And it would have been a more satisfying life. And so, that's one reason. One reason is that we're programmed that, you know, the mind is really, you know, the way to go. Second thing is that when we start talking about intuition, I think it gets a little bit, it gets a little bit woo-woo. You know, people are, you know, if you look at people that have been teaching intuition or talking about these kinds of things for, you know, in the past, like, and, you know, I'm 47. So if I look back at my childhood and that time frame, if somebody said the word psychic, you just right away thought, okay, that person's nuts. <You know? laughs> And then, you know, if people were talking about intuition, you're like, okay, well, that's kind of like maybe mother's intuition or women's intuition. You know, we have all these ways to categorize it, but there's no real permission, like, for men to use your intuition.
Yeah.
And even if you're a woman, it's like, maybe, you know, we got to categorize that as like something like kind of not logical, or, you know, so there's definitely some bias there. And I'm just kind of lighting up the reasons. So, you know, it's fun to laugh about them. Is if you do that, they kind of let go. You know, another reason is if, you know, sometimes intuition gets mixed up with spirituality, right? And so if you talk to some people, it's kind of scary. It's like, mm-hmm. if I use my intuition in my business, is that going to conflict with my religious beliefs? Am I in trouble? It's like, not really. It's kind of like, you know, you want to use all of you. You want to use your brain and your mind and your heart and your passion and your enthusiasm and your intuition. And, you know, it's not anything different or scary. And it doesn't mean to really conflict. It's just like another part of you. Mm-hmm. So that's an important thing. Mm-hmm. And, but I would say when I look at all those, if you kind of put those aside and you want to learn about your intuition, the best way to do it is actually to use a little bit of a logical approach to your intuition. And by that, I mean, set up an environment where you can practice and get feedback on your intuition, right? Because that feedback of did your intuition work or did it not work is what's going to help your mind relax and know that, okay, I'm not just nuts. I'm actually tapping into something that's serving me, that's giving me answers that are helpful, and they're helping my business or helping my personal life or my relationship. So that's what I recommend, is practicing in a way that you can test it and get some feedback and validation. And then keep in mind that you're not going to be perfect right away. You know, any new skill you're learning, it takes a little time. You gotta get a little mileage in before you feel like, okay, I got this thing down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was just gonna add, and maybe you have some practical examples of how you can logically practice your intuition. But something that I used to do when I was sort of new to this was I sort of gamified this whole intuition game, basically. And some things that I did were when I pull into a car park somewhere, I would sort of intuitively say there's going to be a free parking spot, you know, right in front of the shop or 10 meters down. Like I would just sort of use my intuition to guess where I'm going to park. Mm-hmm. But it's totally not logical, but I would just gamify it. And often it was like, oh, I was pretty spot on. Or when I was getting a lift somewhere in a big building and there's, you know, 5 lifts in a row, I would guess which one is coming first. And that's sort of
perfect.
That's how I started to gamify my intuition. I don't do it now, but it was super fun. But yeah, I think that those sort of games actually helped me to trust my intuition more.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's perfect, you know, gamifying it. Because if you start doing that, like I used to do, I was driving to work mm-hmm. to my, you know, my good job I used to have before I went crazy and did uh-huh. this.
Before you turned into another.
Yeah, that's right. And I was driving to work, and I used to just think, okay, there's many ways to drive to work. Many roads go the same place, but I don't know which one's going to have the best traffic. This is before, you know, your phone could tell you that. And so I would just try to tune in and say, okay, I just want to feel somehow which is the right way. So I'd kind of imagine like seeing a little light going up the off ramp, or maybe a little bit of, you know, light going down that highway, and just try to get a sense, like if I could feel intuitively which way to go. Mm-hmm. And what was kind of fun is, you know, and I would follow it, and sure, I was getting to work faster, but for me, it wasn't enough, because I still thought, you know, it could have been random. Like, I don't really know if that was helping or if I just was kind of imagining the results.
Yeah.
And so what I did instead was I said, okay, for 1 week, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to look at which way is the fastest, then I'm going to go the other way. Uh-huh. So I'm going to consciously go against my intuition. And that's the week that really convinced me. Because what happened was, over and over, I got into like the traffic where there was an accident, the place where there was construction, the road that was shut down.
Wow.
Like every time I went against it, I really saw that, okay, now it's really taking me a lot longer to get to work. Like I'm actually finding that there were some blocks there that I was moving around. So sometimes you have to play with it. You have to do, you know, do it in a safe environment, of course, but you know, try not following your intuition. A lot of times that'll give you really good feedback too.
That is so interesting. I've never actually tried that. I'm definitely going to try that for some things, just to prove that intuition, when you practice it, can be so incredibly strong and helpful and such a guide, I guess, in how you make decisions. Now, coming back to the first point which you made, which was about when we make plans and we map out our strategies for the year, timing plays a very important role. So it really matters when we do a certain thing. So maybe do you have a little process for businesses to understand that, or is it just, again, mm-hmm. about tapping into intuition? So let's say a business says they mm-hmm. want to hire an admin person to help them with some admin work. Timing mm-hmm. is important. So how do they know? Is it going to be March or later in the year or half year? How can they go about it?
Okay, yeah. So let's talk kind of in the abstract. I'll kind of show you what I would do. And let's just do an exercise, and everybody can pick something that they want to check the timing on mm-hmm. and just do it right here.
Great.
You know, just do it live.
Awesome.
Because if you do it live, you're actually going to get better feedback.
Love it.
So the process is pretty easy. What I would do for something like that is I would say, okay, we're going to just say, we're just going to look at a scale. Like on this one, if we're looking at the month, we'll go from 1 to 12. You could go from 1 to 10. Either one's fine. And I'm just going to look. I'm just going to close my eyes, and I'm going to imagine what it would look like for this event. So say, for example, it's the, you know, you're hiring an admin. So I'm just going to put that in mind, and I'm hiring an admin, and I'm just going to say, okay, one, which would be January. Okay, what do I feel? Okay, not so much. Two, what do I feel? And then three, and then four. And I just go through the numbers. And what you're doing is you're looking for a change, right? Because if you're not used to using your intuition, you might not know what your intuition feels like. So it might be a change like visually, like you see a little bit of light brightening something up. It might be a change, like some people are really audible, like you'll kind of hear something, like a little ringing or some music, or, you know, everybody's a little different the way they pick up their intuition. Or it might just be a feeling, like you might get to May and you might just feel like, that's it. I don't know why, but I know that that's the right answer. Mm. And that's called your knowingness. If it's your knowingness, it's actually one of the most powerful ways to tap into your intuition. It's also the hardest one to kind of describe to others or to defend to others.
Yeah, right? Because
if you say, like, I saw something or I heard something or I had a message, even if those sound woo-woo, they all sound at least like there was something to go on. But if you just say, I knew it was March, then you know, it's a little bit harder to be credible. But whatever you're feeling, I want you to just go with that, because that's how you test it, right? Mm. You just get the best one you can, and you say, okay, it felt like for me the best time for the admin was going to be 5, 7, or 9. I don't know why, but I'm just going to write that down, 5, 7, 9. And then I'm just going to check it out. I'm just going to see what happens throughout the year, if that's when the people come in that are ready, if that's when, if there's some other circumstances. Just keep track of it so you can go back and remember, you know, what you got, and see how it turned out.
That's awesome. And I just did that in my mind as you were doing the exercise. I was asking myself, for one of our brands, Ocean Lovers, we're going to launch supplements made that we call it mermaid medicine at the moment. It's supplements mm-hmm. inspired by the ocean. And I was doing the exercise, you know, January, February, and February was very strong for me. And it was, you know, as you say, of course, different people have different sort of symbols. For me, was the color was very vivid, and also a feeling. It's sort of more energy almost in my around my eyes. And so mm-hmm. I thought this is awesome. This actually works if you trust the process, I guess.
Yeah, it works. And what's kind of fun is that you get to discover how intuition works for you. So it's not a matter of trying to learn some new tool that you don't have. Like, everybody has intuition already. What you're trying to do is discover, like, how does it work for me, so I can start noticing when I'm getting my intuitive hits. So for you, if it's like color and a feeling and around your eyes, then you might notice that. Like, maybe later today, you're just having a conversation about something else. You might notice that, oh, wow, I'm getting that same kind of feeling. Like, the colors look enhanced. I have that feeling. Ah, I'm getting that intuitive yes, like, pay attention here, or this is right, or this is important.
Yeah. You know, and maybe I'd like to share one last story that I think is interesting for our audience to hear. And then maybe if you have anything else that I forgot to ask you or that you would like to share, that I would love for you to do that. But I'm not sure mm-hmm. if I told you that last year there we needed another team member to help our sales team. And we interviewed a few people, and there was this one gorgeous guy that we interviewed, and his interview was the worst interview I've ever seen. And he even knew it. He even walked out. He's like, oh my God, I totally stuffed this up. And based on logic, I should never have hired this person. The team that was present in the interview, they were like, there's no chance we are going to get this person on our team. My intuition was so loud. It was completely crazy. It was illogical. And I said, we have to give this person a chance. We have to. It was not logical, because there was nothing logic about this hire. And I said, we have to. And so I hired this guy, and he turned out to be one of the most beautiful, best people in our team, because the intuition was screaming so loud. And so I think sometimes when you go against logic and you trust your intuition, you make, you know, I think you make really good decisions sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah, I think we do. And that's actually a great example. Like I said, if your decision feels like it doesn't make sense or is illogical, but you still really feel it strongly, then most of the time that's your intuition. It's possible, like, sometimes it's a fear that's coming up really strongly, but it's usually pretty easy to see if you're acting out of your fears. That's, you know, we're pretty conscious of that. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling, but if you have that, like you said, this, I don't know why, we gotta give them a chance, you know, like, okay, that's my intuition talking. And two things are going to happen if you follow it. You know, either you're going to find out that, wow, my intuition is fantastic, or you're going to have a lot of fun learning that from your intuition.
Exactly.
It's not going to be boring.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else that you wanted to share that I maybe didn't ask you with our audience?
Yeah, so just about planning about 2017. So, yeah, I would also keep in mind that when you're planning this year, or if you're kind of, you know, plotting how your plans are going to play out, that there's a lot that's changing this year. So especially around June of 2016, we had a big shift in the way that kind of the energy that's behind success on the planet. So up until this point, we've, you know, the things we've done to be successful that were working really well, you could basically just kind of do the things that were proven or do the things that you've done before and start seeing, and you'd see the same results again. But some of you might have noticed already that that's not happening. So if you're following the formulas that worked for you in 2015 or even the first half of 2016, you might not be seeing results that you were seeing before. And that's because the game is changing a little bit. Right. And so I just want to mention that because as you're planning for 2017, you might have a little bit more than usual, more of those intuitive hits or more of those ideas that I think we need to do it a different way than before, even though the old way worked. And I want you to listen to that, because if you're having that feeling, trust yourself, trust that you're really tuned in. And just like when you did things really well, how the energy was set before, you're doing things really well, how the energy is set now. Don't get stuck on repeating your past successes, because it's not going to happen. you're going to repeat the motions, but you're going to find out that, I'm not really getting, I thought that would be better this time, and it was actually worse.
Interesting.
So just keep that in mind when you're planning that, you know, things have changed a little bit, and let it be a fun thing. Let it be you know, something that you're discovering. What's the new way that I'm going to do this? And let it be fun, and because it's, you know, doing the same thing over and over isn't that exciting anyway.
Yeah, I love it. And you know, the one thing I love about your approach is it's all playful. You know, even if you go with your intuition or you think you are, but then something doesn't go the way that you would like it to go, or things have changed a little bit in how you maybe do things now and you stuff up, it's okay. You mentioned something before. It's just about figuring out a new way out, and if it doesn't work, it's okay. Usually you can just go another path.
Yeah, there's, you can always iterate, you know, and do it again. So there's no problem with that. But it's going to be a really fun year, because things look a lot more clean in the energy of 2017, where last year was a big transition year. And so some things were kind of closing and some things were opening. But this year it looks much more like opening and more opening. So I think that those of us that are engaged in kind of creative entrepreneurial adventures are going to find that it's really fun, because some of those things you've been wanting to do but couldn't quite get out the door, you couldn't quite get them to happen in the way you wanted, those are going to happen this year in 2017. Well, you know, you're a surfer, so think of it like, you know, it depends on the waves, right? If the waves are good that day or that year, you know, there's going to be great surf. If the water's flat, there's just not going to be, no matter how much you want it to happen.
Absolutely.
And so this year, there's really beautiful waves for entrepreneurs, for creating new things, for any inspired projects where you're helping people and you're having fun and you're gaining abundance all at the same time.
Yeah, and that's such a beautiful metaphor to finish on, and that actually will bring me into the ocean. I've been looking at it for the last half hour, and it looks like the waves are really painful. But I love the metaphor, because it's a little bit like when you surf the ocean. You can't do it your way, but there are really beautiful days like today when the surf is amazing. But even though it's amazing, I still go in and I have to play with the ocean. It's not my way, because the ocean has its own mind. Mm-hmm. And that's how the world is going too. If we just have this straight line to get to somewhere, like down the wave, it's not going to work if I don't play where the ocean is playing. I love that. Mm-hmm. That's a great metaphor.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, your mind isn't going to make you succeed or fail as you surf.
No,
you're
exactly.
You're gonna have to flow.
Exactly, you gotta flow with the waves and with the energies of the oceans and the currents. Now, I might actually check in with you towards the end of the year again on the show, just to do a review on the year, on 2017. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, where can people check you out? Where can they maybe read more of what you do and also find some of your courses?
Sure, you bet. Yeah, I've got two websites. I've got my website, iamjeffreyallen.com, and that's kind of talks about what I've been doing for the last 10 years. So it talks about my classes and training and energy and intuition. And then I have a new website, which is called onenesscompany.com, which is where I'm moving into for, I don't know if it'll be the next 10 years, but you know, at least for the foreseeable future,
yeah.
Which is also about energy and intuition, but also how to apply that in a way that's helping to change the world. So it's including that vision too.
Fantastic. And we'll put those links also in the show notes so people can see them also. Thank you so much again, Jeffrey. You're always a pleasure to talk to, and I always learn something new.
Oh, thanks, Francisca. Yeah, it was really fun. Thanks for having me on.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.